Primil Hilchas Shabbos, Mil Simen Shin Lamed Dalad. The halachas of a fire on Shabbos, Siv Dalad, and Daf Kuf Ein Vav Omer Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Matzilin Miyom Kippurim LeShabbos. You could save food from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Avolim Shabbos and Yom Kippur Yom Tov, but not for Shabbos to Yom Kippur on Yom Tov, and Avolim Shabbos above, not for the following Shabbos. Avolim Kippurim LeMatzilin Kippurim, but from Yom Kippur to after Yom Kippur, Matzil Mazen to the Achas, you can save one meal's worth. In other words, this is the continuation of the beginning of this Simon, the last few Sefim, that talks about when there's a fire on Shabbos. What you're allowed to save is food that you need for that Shabbos. So that's what Sif Katan Yod Gimel, we said you could save Yom Kippur to Shabbos. You could save food from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. No, but Yom Shabbos, because Shabbos is all you can have appear. Which is not the case from Shabbos to Yom Tov. So you can't say from Shabbos to Yom Tov, even though the next day is Yom Tov, because you go prepare on Yom Tov itself. Yom Kippur falls on a Sunday, even though you can't prepare on Yom Kippur. You're not eating until the evening after Yom Kippur, and on Sunday night, then you put in the effort and then you go and bring food then. Now, Vavagav, the Limit, although it never happens for us, Yom Kippur, Mishabbos, Mughal Adadi, that Yom Kippur should be either Erev Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos. So, what's the custom of Shulchan Aruch? Is it Hasif? Still, the Mechaber writes this paragraph. Hashemir, let us know. Dim Yom Kippur, Mechaber, Yom Chamishi, that Yom Kippur falls on a Thursday. B'day, Shalom, Shalikna, Salah Shabbos, Yom Shishi, and he knows that he's not going to be able to find, like in this year, for Shabbos on Friday. Then we're saying, then Matzil, then actually, you could save. And that's what we're saying, for to Shabbos, you could save that food of the meals that you need to have. Sivkat and Yud Dalav, and we said, then you could save Mazayin Sut Echas, one meal's worth. The reason for that is because of danger. Sheisanu Oid, that they're going to fast more after Yom Kippur is over, because he's done with the Malachal, and he doesn't have what to eat. And therefore, we let you save one meal's worth if there's Chazal Shalom fire on Yom Kippur. Shabbos, they don't want to permit for that reason. Meaning, for Lematzi Yom Kippurim, if let's say Yom Kippur's on the Sunday. So why can't you see when Shabbos Yom Kippurim? Because they're not going to have food. The Chamir, because Shabbos is more severe, then we say, okay, go ahead and go to try and find food on Matzi Yom Kippurim. Sif, hey, Matzin L'chei L'zakin L'rabsin, we say for a sick person, an elderly person, and for a ravenous person, Kibainini, like a regular type of a person. As the Mishnah says, Sivkat as well. The Chacham did not differentiate between the measurement of three meals. Whether it be linear and be stringent, everybody it's the same amount. Sivav. We don't say but three meals worth. That's specifically in two separate vessels. But in one vessel, Matzilin, I feel yes, by Mesu, the same you can see even if there's 100 meals inside. But Philip Pegas, Talisa, if he spreads out his talis and he folds it up, or the bandits do, they take all the gold inside that cloth. They're able to take it and he brings it all inside of that. But Chazav Kippur, they're able to take it and again he folds up and he brings it inside of it. But it's written, Kibish Maitza Koba Vamacha, Sims Lamais, he's taking out everything at one shot, he has one kli, and you're not limited to three meals worth. Says the Mishbura, Sivkat and Tezain, meaning Talisa, if he spreads out his cloak. Even if the food itself were in separate packages, then he pours it into the talis, sure it's permitted. But to take the packages themselves that are separate and put that into the talis, take it out one shot, that's forbidden. Since they're separate vessels, each one is considered as a separate entity, and therefore then you can only take out three meals worth. Sif Zayin. You let us save also his vessels that are his utensils that are have utility that for that day. You could go in case of the containers like these cups and these little flasks, which says Mishrusim Kod Yedzayin, who brought then something is Sharkim Mitzrichim Lotzev other vessels that needs for the purposes of his mask, and kappa is for sakinim. Spoons and knives, something like that, so the Prima Gadim, are all included in this Hatter. Sivches. So besides for the three meals worth, or whatever utensils you need, And he could also wear whatever he could wear. He carries it out, he strips it off. Then again, he could go back in, get dressed, carry it out, and strip it off. And those who say, no, could only get dressed and carry out only one time. And he goes back in and he gets dressed and he carries it out and he strips it. So why don't you say the same head to my food and drink? To go back and to take it out again. They were concerned to me, you might forget that it's Shabbos. The Chab is going to come to extinguish the fire. You can't carry it out in the normal way. You have to carry it out only as you're wearing it. He's going to realize, and he's going to pay attention. He's going to recall. But the Chanami, you're right. The lights in my bush, you have to carry the garments in the sands. That's not permitted. Only what it needs for that take. Then it has the same halacha like food and beverage. All right, then you're limited. So on your test, and there are those who wanted to say that you could only do it one time. But the halacha is like the first opinion, as the Shara Tzinoi brings in from the Eliyahu, because there's only an individual opinion. They get all the place because they were holding the first opinion. Siv test. And he can tell others, come and save for yourselves each one food, 3 meals worth. And they could also wear those other people, whatever they could wear. If they want, they could merit it from it being ownless. Since he said, save for you. But the main merits of this case, but if they don't want to merit it themselves, but they want to give it back to receive payment, reward for saving it, that's also the option they have. But Shabbos is not a violation of getting paid for work on Shabbos. So I said, you can tell others, come and save for you. But that's why it's important, those words. The food they could save for themselves, but he cannot say, save for him. But is not permitted for him. Kim Gimel Sudas Otzichem No Shabbos. Only 3 meals that he needs for Shabbos. Because B'chayyad Machaydin writes the Efshet possible to be Atzim Mechem Lahatzel B'Shvila on their own. However, they could save for him. I feel yes, B'Shal Shudas even be more than 3 meals worth. B'Hodle Hit B'Shal Chanach Lehem. This that B'chayyad only permits for them Kim B'Shal Shudas 3 meals worth. And Nidav Kishem Atzim B'Shvila Atzimam. That's all in the same in themselves. As the Sharetzin HaShirav says, that seems to him to resolve his words that you don't ask from this paragraph. And the truth is, it's logical that this is considered like the Baal Bais himself, that he's overwhelmed. And we're concerned they're going to come to extinguish it, which is not the case over here. And so that this 3 meals only when they see for themselves, then they're just like the Baal Bais. But they can technically say for him, and even more than 3 meals worth.
Sivkot and Chaf Aleph. And so besides that, you could tell them to save 3 meals worth. They could also wear whatever they want to wear. Here, he could tell them, come and save with me. That is Bishvili for me. Then because when it comes to food, since it's only fit from 3 meals, he has to tell them to save for you. Because he can't have more than 3 meals. Which is not the case by garments. Says the Gemara that's fit from all day, whatever he needs. Of this that he writes from Reitz and Mechulu, that if they want to zechem from the hefka, etc., a mazon kohen is going on the food. Well, pasha, then it's obvious the gam heimechem lifshet balaz of a little bit shalaitzik amaisa that they could also take it off, go back, put on, and take out just like him. Sivkat and chabez. So he said if they want to be zechem from the hefker, kimish amatzilachem, since he tells them save for you, so it's hefker. So they have that option. But yeah, but if you didn't tell them save for you, it's not considered ownless. So he could say, because I could have found other Jews that they would save for themselves and they would give it back to me. So I wasn't mafkrit. Could also have saved it through a non-Jew. So therefore, they wouldn't be able to be zechav and hefker. But if he did say, then they could be sivkat and chavav. Now they may write from this because let's say they don't want to be meriting in it; they just want to give it back. They have that option. And the reason why, I mean, they shouldn't, because they know Shlomit Zayn Hifkir, because he didn't willingly make it ownless. Sivkot and Chavdal. And they could get paid for it. It's not considered a violation of Shabbos payment. Because initially, they're not doing it with the intention of getting paid for their work. They really got it from Hefker. Now, imichzira leiv, they give it back to Machir, Mavakshim Sacha, then they want to get paid. So, b'chol, b'vadi tzorch l'shamle, during the weekday, for sure, he has to pay them. But b'shabbos, when Shabbos, yes, shvar lemon, there is logic to say, do schar Shabbos, that he's getting paid for Shabbos, achar shekvar hechzer le'masmeh, because he gave it back on his own. Shuli yochel lemon, then he cannot say anymore, oh, mafkir, kezachin l'asmeh, that, oh, I already got the rights from it being ownless myself. Ukshenoitel, and therefore, when he takes schar Shabbos, the hunoitel is getting paid for Shabbos wages. I'm Magid Brum, look at Magid Brum. Mashakazim is Ebashem Shilte Gibbari, my Billy Rabbish, my Vakfuk Love, he picks on that. Namahina, Mashakazim is Shachnarach, the Zeichim and the Hefka, that you get the rights of it from it being ownless. Because Magid Brum, he says, I'm Machish Mishpat, some Rishon, Tez, Bashem, Shin, Samachas, the Din Machos, the Dina, the Din Machos, the Lamahani years, that the law of the government is that the person who's giving up hope is not effective in making that hefker. The Evsha, the Hachashan, maybe here it's different. Kimin Sha'am Matzilichim, since it's safe for you, he made a hefker. He said, but Gemara, it's burning the Gemara, the Chosli, Yitl Sachar, that a pious person should not take payment for it, Yeshle Levatim, Yeshloi, he should give up from his own, Mechodova, Sheyesh, but Nidin Abir, but anything that is a little trace of a sin. Be'al Lacha, Debe Maschel, Chaytash Mishai, that it's permitted for him to save his utensils that he needs for that day. So look, Mishbruzah Kunyadzai, look at Shabbos, that drinking vessels he could save for whatever his needs are for that whole day. And the Masal Kim Shemati Lochem, that since he says, look, save for you, so they could be zeichet from the hefkers. So look, Mishbruzah Sibkat and Chabbez, which are worth from Magen Ram the Bach, and says, it's postured according to the Torah and Shulchan Aruch, and that's how it's logical that if he doesn't say at all, save for you, then it's not automatically hefker, because it's not similar to Zutil Shulyam. Like the Bach writes, because it is common to save through a non-Jew or through Jewish men that save and they return it to the owners. But if he says, come and save, and doesn't say lechem, so why can't they be zeichen? And for sure, he didn't have in mind that they should save for him and that he's going to pay them for the effort, because that's forbidden, because since he's already saved 3 meals worth, and the words of the Bach, he says, we're going to say, I didn't merit to understand, says obviously that it's to save for themselves, he was saying. He says, maybe you could say that as long as he doesn't say lechem, even though that they cannot be zeichem for themselves, however, they're not really agents for him. So therefore, that wouldn't be a problem. Some of the dirshu number 18. If Yom Kippurim falls out on Shabbos, Mesgrels holds, it's permitted to save for the purposes of Matzim Kippurim, because specifically on Shabbos, it's before Yom Kippurim, they didn't permit to save Matzim Kippurim, because there's a day in between, so they were machmir because they covered Shabbos. There's number 20, even if vessels were placed like that inside the talus, even before the fire broke out, Chaznish writes that you don't take it out, because each package is considered independent. Now, regarding the how to qualify the Isser to save through small vessels that are inside a large vessel, B'shem Zaman asks, why is it different than Halacha than when you have loaves in the basket that you're allowed to save them as the Mishnah Shabbos have Kof Chof, even though each one of the loaves is independent. So he explains that when you take out with independent vessels, it looks like as if you're taking out many different carrying outs. And he adds on that you can't say that if in each one of the vessels that's small, that inside a large vessel, it doesn't have a share of a mazon of 3 sudas, you should be permitted to save them. And it's not forbidden to save them only when you have this share in one of the small vessels. That according to this, also in the loaves in the basket, it's not permitted to save them only when you don't have in each loaf a share of 3 sudas. Says it doesn't sound like this in the words of Achrenim, because they don't differentiate regarding loaves. Dish number 21, to wear many garments one on top of the other one in a way that people don't usually wear like that, to save it from a fire. And the Aruch Shulchan writes it's permitted, because to wear it in the normal way, that's permitted even without a fire. It's burned Shulchan Aruch within Sif Lamed Vav. However, Shlomo Zalman comments on this from Magen Ram and from the Vilna Gaon. It sounds like that they didn't permit to save from a fire to wear garments in a way that's different than normal. However, the Mishnah on Shabbos Avkav Chov had to let us know that it's permitted to wear whatever you could wear, not to make a mistake to say that by Itzala, that by saving from a fire, they were stringent regarding this, just like by food and beverage, they were stringent, and they only permitted you to save 3 meals worth. Dish number 22, regarding saving from a fire, Nisgrels holds that there's no Isra of Kinyan on Shabbos, because he's not engaged in the Maisa Kinyan, he's just taking the object, and Mamela, he's Zaycha for himself. Now, if the one who's saving is a pauper and the homeowner is a wealthy person, and Mishkelz holds that even if Nimishur is a din, the pauper does not have to return him what he saved. And the reason for this is because someone saves from a fire, he doesn't return to the balabai as what he saved. And even if he's taking wages for his saving, it's only for the Mishkelz a din. And since regarding the one who has the rights by a lost object after years, for example, let's say the majority of non-Jews is brought in Ramach, Hesh, on test, if the one who finds his ani and the one who lost his usher, even if Nimishur is a din, the one who finds it doesn't have to return to the Jew that has a sim, and if that's the case, sim would be regarding a fire. Dishlam number 24, where he said, Mikar lo badaitis charpul nachsi, and he was zeich from Hefker. Another reason the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes that since he's saved from the Hefker, comes out that that everything of the one who saves it, it's just that he's moich to the balabayas for the excess of his wages, but at least until his wages, he's not moichel, and that's not considered as Schar Shabbos.